Good evening, everybody, and I thank all of you for coming and joining me for this evening's special shiur being presented, as you know, on the occasion of the third yahrzeit of my dear father, Professor Leo Taubes of Ari Yehuda, Bar Yaakov Shmuel, Zohar Rocha. His yahrzeit is actually Bo Bayom. The yahrzeit is tonight and tomorrow, Chav Zayin Adar Hasheni, 27th of Adar Hasheni. And at the suggestion of my wife, I've decided this evening to speak about a subject which is very
Adar Rishon.
What did I say? Adar Sheni. Yeah, Adar Rishon. Chav Zayin Adar Sheni. I don't have the problem of Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. He was nifter in Adar Rishon, so it's 27th of Adar Rishon. And I decided that my wife's suggestion to speak about a subject which was very close to his heart. The subject of music. He was very fond of music. Spent a lot of time listening to music, specifically classical music. He was an expert. He had bekiyas in classical music. He listened to all the classical composers, and Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, Bach was his personal favorite. And I decided to speak about one aspect of that subject, a very, very big subject, music. I entitled this year, Facing the Music or Facing the Instrumental Music, the Jewish Perspective on Its Power and Message. It's a very, very broad subject, and one can write books about it. In fact, books have been written about it. My machatenist, Dr. Marcia Ehlman, wrote a book called Discovering Jewish Music, which is several hundred pages of an overview of the history and development of Jewish music from ancient times to modern times. And there are other books that have been written. There's certainly more that can be said about the subject than we can include in one shiur, no matter how many Mamre Kamos there are. But I would like to address one aspect, specifically the issue of instrumental music, as opposed to vocal music, singing, even though there's obviously a close relationship. And perhaps Od Chazon HaMoed, we can talk about the singing, vocal music a different time. But I'd like to simply look through what our traditional sources, really in the Tanakh and the commentaries in the Tanakh, have to say about the centrality of instrumental music and what it means and the message that it may convey to us. Point of beginning, the first source is a passage in the Chovos HaLevavos. The Chovos HaLevavos is a very early work on Machshava and Musar, written by Rabbi Achi ben Pekuda. This is not the same Rabbeinu Bachya as the one who wrote a commentary on the Torah. The Talmud Rosh Bo lived later. The Rabbeinu Bachya ben Pekuda, the author of Chovos HaLevavos, lived in the 11th century. And he writes in his introduction to his work in source one, Bachochma mischalekas l'shosha chalakim. He has three different categories of Chochma and Chalek Sheni. One of them is, the second Chalek includes Chochmas hanigun hanikres musica. It's written in the 1100s, 1100s. So he speaks about the chokhmah of the wisdom known as music. Centuries later, the Vilna Gaon is quoted by one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov. Yisrael of Shklov was a primary Talmud of the Gra. They wrote a work called Pa'as HaShulchan, which is a work on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, sort of Shulchan Aruch style work on the laws relating to Eretz Yisrael. And his Akdama, he shares many teachings that he learned from his great Rebbe the Gaon. And he writes there, in the name of his Rebbe the Gaon, all aspects of wisdom in the world are needed for proper understanding of Torah and are included within the Torah. He, of course, the Gaon, knew them all. Okay, and he mentions specifically, Chochmas algebra, umishulashim, that's trigonometry, hanvandosa is geometry, and Chochmas musica. Consider that to be one of the great wisdoms within the world, the wisdom of music. But Shibcha Harbi praised it. Hoya Omer Oz, Ki Rov Tame Torah, Vesodos Shir Elevim, Vesodos Tikkun HaZohar, Iyav Shaleida Bilado. You can't understand the message of the Shir HaLevim and some of the messages of the Torah and the Zohar and so on without understanding music. You can literally die from the ecstasy of music. I don't know if he means literally die, but he says you can die from that. And you can bring the dead back to life. Does it really mean literally dead, or someone who feels dead can be brought to life through music? Hagnuzim b'Torah, hu amar kama nigunim, a number of melodies, kama midos heavy memorish ayin hein stands on Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. May Har Sinai were brought down from Har Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Gaon writes about music. The Hashar Murkob and everything else is based on that. Very, very fascinating comment from Yisrael of Shklov. The Abarbanel, in his commentary in Parashat B'Shalach and Parak Tezvav Shmos Posek Aleph, he talks about the Shira Sayam Oz Yerushim Moshe. He says the word Shira can have three different meanings, three different types of Shira. There are three different types of Shirim. Okay? Hamino Echad, is what we would call poetry. Okay, it's not necessarily set to any kind of melody. It has a certain beat to it. It says mibli nigun, without any tune or melody to it. This type of shira, he said, it plays on words, and he has similar words we call perhaps alliteration, words that all start, one word begins with the last letter that the previous word, again, a form of poetry. And he says toward the end of the first paragraph, that type of poetry is not found in the Torah and among the Chachmei Mishnah and Gemara. It became more popular. He said, those of us who are in the Golos of Artos HaYishma'elim in Arab lands, that their scholars wrote such works and later on spread to Provence and Catalonia and various other places as well. The second type of shir, Amno Hena Beis Mashir, who had Dvarim Shir Nagnu Osam Bnei Adam, things, melodies that people play and people sing, and people remember things thereby. He writes, and again, you can read through this, and easy to remember. Beautiful tunes, pleasant voices, musical instruments. Okay, and what this does is, it wakens the heart of those who hear it. That's the power of music that Barbanel says. And he says this type of thing certainly is found in the Torah. And again, he says, you have instruments that are used, and ain sofek shayun lahem nigunim yidum. In the olden days, they certainly had tunes and melodies that they played, that they sang. We've forgotten them. Nishtakhu merovas manu. We've forgotten them over the years, to golos and so on. But there's no doubt that he mentions various instruments: kinor, which is a harp; ugov, a type of flute; the tov, drum; chalil, a different type of flute; chalil, uminim, various other types of instruments. We don't know what all they mean. Mitzaltayim, like cymbals. Neginos, Sugitas, these are instruments identified in Sefer Tehillim. Among other places, Shminis is an 8-string instrument. Osor is a 10-string instrument. Okay, Neval, a lyre, all these different instruments we use, and they were known in those days and used. And at the end of that paragraph, he writes, in a yuchlu b'chochma zos, in yonim nifloim b'asogos alokius. Through this talent and through this wisdom of music, one can be masig, one can achieve or understand great godly things. And that's the second type of shir. The third thing, I mean, a gimel, I'm just putting in for completion, not our issue, but it's things that people say, derech guzma. It's like a parable, a fable, exaggerated statements, both for positive and negative and so on. But anyway, the second type of shir certainly identifies as musical instruments used as a mean la'orer halavos ha'shomim, to awaken the hearts. So it's always instructive to look at the first time you find anything in Tanakh and see what the Mepharshim say about it there. In Parashas Bereishis, okay, in Parak Dalet, the first time we have any reference to any musical instruments, the Torah is describing, source number four, the Torah is describing the families of the descendants of Cain, and one is a gentleman by the name of Lemech, married two wives, and it says who the children are, and it speaks about their accomplishments and the development, the technological, such as it was then, development of humankind. Okay, but Taylor Odos Yovel, who are Avi Yoshev Oel Mikne, right? He was a cattle breeder. Okay, and most important for us, Posuk Chafal, the Shem Achiv Yuval. He had a brother Yuval, who are Avi Koltofes Kinor Ugov. Kinor, again, a harp, a string instrument. Ugov is a wind instrument. He was one who developed these instruments. And the third one, Chavbeis, Tzilagam Hiyodos Tuval Kain, Lotesh Kolchorish Nechoshes. He would, again, metal for the purpose of cutting and so on. But these are technological advances. And among them, listed or felt it was considered important enough to be listed as a human achievement in the Torah, is Tofes Kinor Ugov, development of musical instruments. Ibn Ezra comments on that pasuk in Bereishis Parak Dalet pasuk Aleph and source 5. Kino v'ugov minei kli neginos bichochma gedola. Okay, it's a great skill, a great wisdom to be able to do that, and that's why it's worthy of being mentioned in the Torah. The Radak on that pasuk as well writes in source 6. Hu ayah harishon bichochmos hanigun. He was the first. This Yuval was the first person to develop the wisdom or the genius of musical instruments, and it's called tofes because you hold it in your hand. That's how the Radak explains. The Ksav Kabbalah later on in the same pasuk, Paragdal pasuk Chafal, later the Ksav Kabbalah Nachron writes tofes kino berga hamotzi hachochma hamefo'ara. Not just chokhmah, but this is beautiful, this grand wisdom. That's how music is described. La'asos mine klei zemer. Now it's interesting. The Malbim. Okay, the Malbim speaks about it in a negative sense, because these were the descendants of Cain who were doomed to perish in the Mabul. He speaks about the power of music used as a means of attraction, okay? And he's speaking about negative attraction, okay? Sheer of prostitution and so on. That's how the Malbim chose to explain that possibly. He writes at the end, Shagam Shacharkav Shova Nigel Adover Nidbad. These types of melodies were eventually something great, worthy of great respect. But Hamamtzi Arishon Ela Hamshich Leiv Hanoshim, it would entice people in the wrong way. But one thing we see, okay, and that's why, you know, vulgar songs are called Shiri Agovim, related to Uga. That's the Malbim. He says, well, one thing we see, and we're going to list probably around 10 different things that speak of, you know, that are accomplished or that illustrates the power of music. So one is that it is attraction. It is an attraction. It pulls people. It gets people's attention, whether positive or negative. But music, it gets people's attention. The Netziv in the Hamikdavar, that same Pasuk in Bereishis, Paragbal Pasuk of Aleph, he writes, Shnei Minei Kleishir, the two different types of musical instruments identified in that Pasuk, have two different purposes. Kinor Yosef Mesuga Lemenucha V'Sheinu. Okay, basically a harp is used for rest, for calm. Music can soothe a person, can give a person a sense of rest, a sense of comfort, a sense of calm. Uga V'Hefech, Marimus Arayan. The other one was more of a wake-up. Okay, but it can excite. Music can excite. So that's two more things aside from attracting. Again, they're all interrelated, but there's attraction, we've mentioned before. There's rest and calm that Netziv identifies. And there's excitement and awakening that the Netziv mentioned. Sham Shofar Hirsch, in his commentary on that Pasuk, Rashi's Paragdal Pasuk, that's Yudchest to Chavbei, source number 10, Sham Shofar Hirsch said, this craft, this skill was needed in the world of Kayin and so on, especially if the Kayin was thrown out from the front of Hashem. And it says in the third line, it's second line, Omanus Mivakeshis Lahachzir Lo HaShalom, to restore his good feelings, to bring in effect. In the next line, he speaks about musica, right? Bichur b'musica, Eichim b'ataz, Demuyos u'musogim, Ela regoshos, feelings, intense feelings, okay? And Mevi Idun Lenefesh, pleasure or joy to the soul, an inner type of pleasure, not quantifiables. So that's what the Shem Hirsch mentions. A little later in the Torah, we find that musical instruments were used for another purpose. Again, that was the first time it's mentioned. Later on, it's not mentioned specifically in Chumash, but in the eyes of Chazal. Parsha Vayigash, we know in Bereishis Perak Mem Hey, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, after Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. He tells them to go back and tell their father he's still alive. And so they do. Perak Mem Hey, Pasuk Chaf Hey, Vayalom Mitzrayim, they came back. And Chavo Vayigidla Lemor, Od Yosef Chai. So the Medrash Seichel Tov, on a later Medrash, on that Pasuk in source number 12, the Medrash says, Vayagidu Lo, it's missing a Yud in the word Vayagidu, Vishayin Ba'atzmam Lo Higidu. The brothers did not tell Yaakov, the father, that Yosef was alive. Rather, according to our tradition, was told by Serach Bas Asher, one of his granddaughters, the daughter of Asher, Serach Bas Asher. She's mentioned later, a number of times in Chumash, she's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, when the Jews are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, the census taken when they go into Eretz Yisrael. She's identified in Parshas Pinchas, B'midrash Parakavav, Pasuk Membav 13, B'shem Bas Asher, Serach. And Rashi says she's mentioned there because she was still alive. She lived a long, long time, according to this tradition. But the Targum Yonason, on that Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Perkav Pasuk Memvav, says in 15, Bishum Bras Asher Sorah, and she stayed alive. You know why? The end of that line 15, Min Biglal de Bisos Yatz Yaakov, the Ad Kedom Yosef Kain. She was the one who told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. The Sifsei Kohen, and Sifsei Kohen is a comment on the Chumash, not the Shach, not the Shab Sekon, the author of the Shach on Yordayan and Choshe Mishpat and the Shulchan Aruch, but a different work, Siv Sekon, a contemporary, actually, around the same time, Mordechai Cohen, around 1600 or so. In his commentary in Parsha Yigash, he says, how's it possible? What do you mean the brothers didn't tell? Yosef told them, go tell your father. Why didn't they tell him? Because they were afraid of the shock and the disbelief. Kadesh Yofo Glibo. So what did they do? Second line of 16, also B'chochma Cheres, they told the little girl, Asher Baserach, to convey it. And what she did was, in quotes of Pirkei Avos, I didn't find it in the Pirkei Avos, but it could be a different version. She'omru l'Serach ba'asor she'imrikach. And what did she do? She'hoysa minagenes. She played some instrument. She like acted out a little skit. And in Toch Kedei, that musical presentation, she let it out that Yosef was, she kind of swallowed that in. Right, that Yosef, the message from Yosef was still alive. So again, musical instruments, according to this approach, were used to ease shock, right? To ease any shock to the system. That's what the Serach Bas Osher did. Now, the great Shira, which was sung at the Yam Suf. So we don't set, at the beginning. We don't see any instruments mentioned. Just Pasuk Perk Tazvav of Shmos Pasuk Aleph Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael So Shira Zos and so on. However, at the end of the Shira, Pasuk Chof, Tikach Miriam Hanaviyah, Miriam, right? Aaron and Moshe's sister took a tof, a drum, an instrument in her hand, and all the women came after them and danced. They also sang the Shira. And Rashi explains, tof is also a klisho mine zemer, right? It's a musical instrument. And Rashi says, the Noshim Tikonios, yet in Mitzrayim, had the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would perform great miracles for them, so they took their musical instruments out with them from Mitzrayim. They brought them, that's what Rashi Chumash says in 18, Perek Tazal Pasuk Chof, Hotzio Supim Mi Mitzrayim. Now the Kleoker adds that, of course, at Kriyas Yamsuf, the women benefited and saw the same as the men. And they were very excited, very full of simcha. And the Kleoker mentions in Perek Tazal Pasuk Chof 19, okay, Lefisha Ein Ashkina Shara Kimitok Simcha. And women, you know, the women sometimes suffer physically and so on. So therefore, they had the singing and the music created greater simcha for them. So we do find some instruments as well at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. In fact, another one of the commentaries, Meshivas Nefesh, which is actually in the time of the Rishonim, Yochanan Luri was his name, not a well-known commentary, but in his commentary on that pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach, character as well, pasuk Chof, okay. That what does music do? Hainu kamosha biarti shahanigun al piachochme fakeach umarchiv halev. It opens up the heart. Music has the ability to open up the heart. The kabel shefa to receive, receive from a Kaddish Baruch. It opens the heart. That's the idea of music. So that's another thing which music can accomplish. And in Tilim, Perek Samaches, where the pasuk is actually referring, according to Chazal, to Kriyas Yamsuf, says Pas Perek Samaches Pasuk Chavav Kodmu Shorim Achar Nognim Besoch Alamos Tofafos Makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem and Kor Yisrael. The Radak explains that there were people who sang bepeh, vocally singing, okay, but there were also Nognim, and they had a certain order to it. Radak writes in 22 on Perek Samaches and Tilim Pasuk Chavav on Mishorim Shalib Yisrael Kodmu Heim Lashor bepeh Bachareim Hanognim Bekli Nognim. Or Lenagain is dafka to use a kli, to use a musical instrument. So again, musical instruments were part of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Malbim there also says that, again, he says what the order was, and it's not pivotal for us, though the order, but it was like a procession, like a parade. We had certain people singing and certain people using musical instruments and so on. Now, you look in the Malbim over there, he says clearly, Perek Samaches, Pasuk Chavav of Tilim, Shorim, Nognim Hashir Bepeh, Nigun Bekli. That's one of the styles of the Malbim is to tell you when you have similar words, he tells you a distinction between them. So he says here, when it speaks about singing, that means verbally, that means vocal song, okay? And a Nigun is Bekli. All right. Now, we know, of course, that the primary singers and musical instrument players in the ancient times are Levian. We look in Parshas Baloscha 25. Midbar Parakhes starting in Pasuk Tesvav, Bachar Ken Yovi Abo Halavim and so on, Nisunim, Nisunim Hemali, and later on Zosa Shir Levim, okay, and the Sherei says, serve, how did the Levim serve? If you look in 26, Rashi says, Nisunim, Nisunim, double language in Pasuk Tesvav, source 26, Nisunim Lamaso, Nisunim Lashir. Some Levim had the job of carrying and schlepping the Kalim of the Mishkan and so on, others were dedicated to Shir. And even when a person was older, that's what the later Pesukim say there in Source 25, when they were older and could no longer be, physically strong enough to do the schlepping, they can go back and sing, and so on. We find in Parshas Korach that the Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Korach and his followers, who were those who were Levim. He said to them, "Hamaat mikem in Perek Tes Zayin b'Midbar Pasuk Tes." Moshe says, "Listen, you were set aside already. You were given a prominent position." And Rashi says, in 28, Lashir al Adukhan, you're singing on the platform in the Mishkan, right? Now you also want to be Kohanim. So there we see that the Levim definitely had the job of singing. But if you look in Divrei Hayamim, and I have quoted a couple of sources in Divrei Hayamim, 29, Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chof Gimel, we find that the Levim were also in charge of playing musical instruments, not just singing vocally, but also instrumental music. When David was older and he identified Shlomo as to be a successor, Divrei Yom Aleph, Perkov Gimel, Pesach Aleph, 29. The David Zaken of Svayamim, Vayamlech Shlomo Ben Ol Yisrael. And he summoned all the Jewish people, the Kohanim and Levim, and he told them that they would have this job. And it tells you exactly how many people did which jobs. And in Pesach Dalet, it says, Me'el Netzach Al Melech Es Beis Hashem, 24,000 Levim were in charge of different things in terms of Melach and the Beis Hamikdash, or what would later become the Beis Hamikdash, and the Pasuk Hey, Barbas, Alafim Shorim, 4,000 in charge of gates. There was a whole rotation system set up, wasn't everybody once. Barbas, Alafim, Mehalim, Hashem, Bakalim. They would praise Hashem with musical instruments, Asher Asisi Lahava, and what I wrote, David Melech wrote in terms of the words from Tehillim. Divrei Yamim Aleph Perek Chof Hey, Pasuk Aleph, it mentions, as it does frequently in Divrei Yamim, the names of the people involved in which work. Perek Chof Hey, Pasuk Aleph 30, Vayabdel David, Soreth Hala Vodol, Osof, Haman, Vidusin, Haniboyim, Bechinoros, harp, Benevolim, lyres, Mitzaltayim, cymbals, again, musical instruments. And it says how many there were, who did what. L'nei Asaf, they were in charge of this type of thing. And Yidusin, the B'nai Yidusin, they were Bechinor, the end of Pasuk Gimel, Bechinor. And other ones were on different instruments. And they look at Pasuk Vav, Kol Eli Adavim Bashir. Others would sing with Mitzaltayim, okay, and cymbals, and Nevalim, lyre, and Kinoris, all these musical instruments. Obviously, the Levium had musical instruments as well. And those in charge of the instruments were 288, it says in Pasuk Zion. In any event, clearly, the Levium had the role of playing musical instruments as well. Rashi notes that the word, if you look in Pasuk Aleph, it says, L'vnei Asaf v'Heman Ridusan, who were these instrument in charge of the instruments, calls them Nevium. We read it Niboyim, but it calls them Nevium. And Rashi says, in 2nd Rashi in 31, V'heimon v'idusin ha-neviim, k'shiro menagnim b'kli, when they would play their musical instruments, hayu misnabim, they were granted some form of Ruach HaKodesh, some form of prophecy through that. Okay, and of course, the idea was to thank Hashem, Pasuk Gimel, anibal hodos v'halel, shayu menagnim b'chinor mizmore hodu, mizmore haluka v'ha misnabim. The Radak also, there in the Amal of Parak Kaf Hei, says they became like Nevi'im because Ruach HaKodesh, in verse 32, okay, Ruach HaKodesh comes upon a person or can come upon a person when he's inspired by musical instruments. And they have, both Rashi and Radak seem to learn they became Nevi'im through Klei Shir, through the sounds emitted by these musical instruments they played. They actually attained the level of Nevuah, the level of prophecy, of connection to HaKodesh Baruch Hu through music. So that's another aspect of the power of music, in addition to all the things we mentioned previously. Now, the Malbim, full disclosure on that Pasuk, in the Malbim, Parakafei Pasuk Aleph, says it doesn't really mean Nevuah. Koreas Ashir B'Shem Nevuah. Okay, wonderful things like maybe not actual Nevuah, but Lemaisa, we do find other sources which indicate that somehow music, the ecstasy, and the brought about by music. And again, aside from the things that we've mentioned, we've already mentioned a number of different aspects of the power of music, of instrumental music, again, that it's attractive, attracts people, pulls people, it causes calm, it can excite people, it can bring pleasure to the soul. Again, the things we mentioned, open up the heart. These are all things which accomplished by music. Now we see also can lead to a certain prophecy, which I guess can be understood as opening the soul, an opening of the soul. The Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, okay, this is regarding the Vua. I'm sorry, the Shmuel Perek Yud, Pasuk Hey 34. This was Shaul HaMelech, he was told to bump into some Nevi'im, and who were sitting and prophesying, and they were Lifneim Nevel V'Sof V'Chalil V'Chinor V'Hem Misnabim. They had these musical instruments with them, and that's how they would pursue Nevuah. And the Mitzvah's David on that Pasuk in Shmuel Perek Yud, Pasuk Hey 35 says, Bichdei, Lesamchom ulahashros hanavu aleim ki ein ashin shora elamitok simcha. They refer to a pasuk later on. We'll see in a moment. Okay, the Malbim says over there in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud 36, mishtadlim laoreres hanefesh elokis. You can't get nevuah just because you decide you want to get nevuah. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to bestow it upon you. But apparently, playing and hearing musical instruments can bring one to that level. Okay, in Melachim Bey's Paragimel, we find that Elisha Hanavi, now he's one of the famous Navim, of course, Elisha Hanavi got angry. Paragimel Pasuk Yudalad, by Omer Elisha, Chaya Shem Tzokosh, Mara Telefon, Kilule, Pnei Yehoshua, from Al-Hudani, No Seim, Abid Alecha, Vimarecha, we'll see you again, and so on. But look what he says in Pasuk Tesvav. He instructed his assistant, Vata, Kichuli Menagin, get me somebody to play a musical instrument. Vahaya Kenagon HaMenagin, let him play musical instruments, and I'll get a prophecy. Rashi explains over there, Malachim Beis, Perek Gimel 38, because he got angry, he lost his ability, the Shekhinah departed from him. The Radak says not only that, but he also says in Pasuk, Gimel Perek, Gimel Pasuk as well, but Malachim Beis 39, Amru Kimiyom Shenistalek Eliyahu Rabbo. Elisha was, of course, the disciple of Eliyahu Navi. So the day that Eliyahu Navi died, Lo Shor Sol Abruch Nebuah Ki Avel Hayah. He was in mourning after the death of his master. Okay, or else it's because of the anger. But again, when he wanted to get the Shekhinah back, he approached it through musical instruments. And indeed, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis 40, Lamedcha she'en Shekhinah Shor Lo Matoch Atzvus. The Shekhinah will not come upon a person who's sad, or who's lazy, or is excessively jocular and fooling around, and kalus rosh, lightheadedness, levity, and so on. And only rather, mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. And the Gemara, lo and behold, quotes that pasuk by Elisha. Shenemar ba'atak chuli menagin, v'hoher kanagin ha-menagin, v'atiyah alav yad Hashem. Also about a dvar halacha like that, you should start with something humorous. But anyway, look in Rashi in 41, Rashi in Shabbos, lamar beit, kechuli menagin, mitzvah hila hashros, alav Shekhinah. Okay, the mitzvah, unless it means mitzvah, but it sounds like the mitzvah he, lahashros olav shechina, that was what he wanted to get the shechina. And the Gemara Pesachim, Samach Babamid Beis, 42, says, Reish Lokdash Amar, kol adam shekoes, anyone who gets angry, if he's a chacham, his wisdom departs from him, im navi hum nevuzam istalekes, men, he'll lose the nevuah. Okay, and where do we learn that from Elisha, from the same source. Kechuli menagin, Rashi says in Pesachim, Samach Babamid Beis, in 43, lahavir kaso, shekos, Al Yehoram, that's why he got angry. That was his particular case over there. The Rambam brings us to the halacha. Hilchus Yisodei Torah, Parzana Lachadalat 44. Kol Anaviim Ein Misnabim Bechol Eish Yirtzu. A Navi can't just decide, okay, today I'd like to get a prophecy. Ella, what they have to do, they have to ready themselves and get themselves in the spiritual frame of mind. Mechavnin Daitam, Vyoshim Smechim. They should have to be in a good mood and cheerful. V'tovei Lev, good hearted. She'en Nevuah Shor Lo Mitoch Atzus and so on. It doesn't come through sadness and. And the Rambam writes, "Elam mitoch simcha lefichah." This is the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. He said, "I help the Mishnah Torah." Hanaviim, bnei Hanaviim, lefichah bnei Hanaviim, lefneim nevel v'sof v'chalil v'chinor. They would have all these musical instruments. Behem v'akshim hanavuah. They would hope that would get them in the frame of mind to receive the nevuah. Okay, so therefore that means actual nevuah. Now, another thing, of course, that is known. That music can accomplish and does accomplish is it soothes and it can cure or at least bring a person respite and relaxation from depression and melancholy. We know that Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel Alaperek Design, suffered from depression, from melancholy. Ruach Hashem Sarmim Shaul Biasasu Ruach Ra Meis Hashem. That's usually mean Ruach usually means melancholy, among other things. That's what it means here. And his servants felt bad. They said, you see, you have this depression, you're melancholy. So Pasuk Tazayim, Shmuel Al Perk Tazayim 45. Yomar na Adonenu Abadov Lefonav, Yivakshu Ish Yodea Menagen Bekinor. Bakinor, let's find someone who knows how to play the harp. It'll soothe you, it'll relax you, it'll cure your depression and your melancholy. And Shaul agreed in Pasuk Tazayim. Omer Shaul Abadov, Ru'unali Ish Meitiv Lenagen. I'll be able to find someone who plays the musical instruments very well and bring him over. And the Pasuk Yerchaz, there's a son, a kid, who's son of Yishai from Beis Lechem, who knows Yodea Nagin, who knows how to do it. And Radak explains, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Tazayin, Yodea Menagin Mechino, Yodea Bechachmas Hanigun, Shu Menagin Mechino knows the skill of playing the instrument. But the Abarbanel takes it a step further. It's not just enough to know how to play, technically, but Abarbanel comments, and we've blocked the source, I'm sorry, but Abarbanel comments there in Perek Aleph of Shmuel, the Perek Tezayim of Shmuel Aleph, Pasuk Tezayim, wrote Salomo Shal Yodea Chochmas Harigim B'Shlemus, Lo Levad Befoal, Ki Gam B'Chochmas HaMuzika, says the Abarbanel, not just he knows how to play the instrument, he understands the deep wisdom that it can produce. The Malbim also says, we want to have someone meitiv lenagin. Okay, he knows how to do it. Al pi chochma v'das, same idea. And so Shmuel, we know that David HaMelech tried to soothe Shaul's melancholy, his depression. And the Pasuk says in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudah Shmuel Aleph, and other places, right, v'david menagin v'yodo kiyom v'yom. Every day he was there. Shaul, unfortunately, tried to kill him, But again, if people can mute, because I don't want any interference. Anyhow, so that's another thing that music can accomplish, the power of music to soothe someone who has melancholy. David HaMelech certainly enjoyed music. Gemara Brachos, Daf Gimel Beis tells us, Amar Rach, Rabbi Zalman, Rabbi Shimon, Chassidim, 50, Kinar Hayatollah Lamalam, Mitasos, David. David HaMelech had a harp which was affixed somehow above his bed. And when midnight came, a certain wind blew, it played that I woke up. That beats an alarm clock, you know, telling the news, I would think. But he would have a soothing sound of a harp. That's what would wake him up. And he'd get up and Osik Batarat Shal Shachar and so on. And Rashi explains it, how the wind blew and so on. So David HaMelech had this, you know, it can wake you up and hopefully put you in a good mood, or as David HaMelech can put you in the mood to be Osik Batarat. That's another thing about the power of music. But of course, we know that music is, for us, associated as well with celebration. And that too goes back to Tanakh. Again, I'm trying to show you numerous different title of the Shia, the power and understanding its power and its message of music. We see different things that music can accomplish. Again, one thing is used in celebration. Shmuel Bey's Perek Vav, when they brought the Aron from the where it was to, well, there was no Beis Hamikdash yet, the days of David, but they brought it from the land of the Plishtim and from other places back to Yerushalayim. So by Yerkivu, as Aron Elokim, they put it on a certain wagon, and Apostle K, the David v'chol beisul mesachkin lifnei Hashem v'chol atzei v'roshim, cypress wood instruments, v'chinoros, uvenevolim, uvesupim, and not, and we haven't had that word, that's timbrels, okay, tzaltzolim, okay, cymbals, all these different instruments. That's what the Radak says. They're really Perek Beis, Perek Vav, Shmuel Beis, Pasuk Hey, 53. B'chol atzei broshim, Omer atzei broshim, shekleh ashir, ose adam ose mibrosh. That's how you make many of these instruments from different types of wood and so on. And Saltzalim, he says at the end, are cymbals, you know, klei nechoshes, piece of metal that you clank together, you know, with the right beat. But again, this is when they brought the Aron back, it was a celebration. And so they had musical instruments. And again, in Dibrei Hayomim, Perek Tes Vav, describing the same thing. Pasuk Tes Vav, Ayisu b'nei Alavim, and Aron Lakim, and the Levim brought the Aron back. Okay. So once again, the Pasuk mentions they were all singing, right? In Pasuk Tes Zayim, Hamashorim b'klei shir, Nevolim, Chinoris, Matzaltayim, Bashmim Laharim, Bekol, Lesimcha, brings great happiness, celebratory mood, sets the tone. And again, as always in Dibrei Hayomim, it tells you who did what, mentions the names, Zachariah, Uzziel, you can look at the names, where they were on the Nevalim, and Matisho and other people were on the Bechinoros, and somebody else was on the trumpets, and all these different, and then everybody joined in, Pasuk Chavches, Bechol Yisrael, Malam es Haron Bris Hashem, Beshua, Bechol Shofar, Bechatzotzos, Mitzotayim, Mashmim, and Nevalim, Bechinoros. Okay, they had all these, you know, all these wonderful instruments that they accompanied, you know, when bringing the Aron back to Yerushalayim. Divrei Yom Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Dalad, Vayitein Lifnei Aron Hashem, again, words of praise, words of celebration. And again, there in Perek Tes Zayin, you look at Pasuk Ches, Hodol Hashem, Kiru B'Shmo, Odivam Lissav, that's the beginning of the paragraph, which we say every day in Pesukah Dezimmer. Comes from there, Divrei Yom Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin, starting in Pasuk Ches, that was the song that they sang. So that's again, that's a celebration of bringing the Aron. Melachim Aleph Perek Aleph, when Shlomo Melech becomes the king. Again, a celebration. By Perek Aleph of Melachim Aleph Pasuk Lamentes. Tzadok HaKohen took the anointing oil, and they say, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo, Pasuk Mem. Ba'alu Kol HaMarachim Ha'am Mechalim Ha'falalim. They're playing flutes with Simcha, with Smechim Simcha Gedola, this great Simcha. Right? And again, Radak says, 57, Mizamrim B'Klei Zemer. Sheshmo Chalil, the Chalil, okay, we know Chalil is a type of a flute, that's how Ravanel explains, has holes, the word Chalal means a hole, so you know, you play the wind instrument, and so on. So that's when Shlomo Melech was crowned king. And again, when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, the first Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo, Dvarim Divrei Yom and Beis, Perek Hay, Pasuk Aleph, Batishlom Kol HaMelech HaShir also Shlomo LeBeis HaShem, when he finished building the whole Beis HaMikdash and so on, Pasuk Beis, Oz Yatil Shlomo Ziknei Yisrael, he assembled everybody, and they came to Yerushalayim to bring the Aron now into its permanent place in the Beis HaMikdash, and Pasuk Yud Beis, V'alaviyam HaMishorim L'chulam, and again it mentions the names, Osof HaHeman Yudusun L'vneim HaChem HaMulvashim, Boots, they wore their special garment, V'mitzaltayim U'vanevalim V'chinoris, again all these musical instruments, okay, how many Kohanim were blowing the trumpets, and again all these klei shir were used, as the Pasuk Yud Gimel says, "Ubahalel Hashem kito kilolam chasto." Again, for celebration. And Rashi mentions there were 288 different leaders of each. Okay, again, they have the numbers there in not Rashi, in the Malbim. And in Sefer Ezra, Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Ezra, Yisodu Abonim Hechal Hashem Amidu Bakalam Melubashim Bachatzotzos. Alavim, and also Mitzal Tayim, Lahodos, Lahalos Hashem. I did over Melchis, right? So when they built the Beis HaMikdash, like they used the praises of David HaMelech, same thing As Rashi explains in 62, David wasn't there when they built the second Beis Hamikdash. It means Shomenatzchem Shorim Shiros, so David Melech Yisrael. They played the songs and sang the songs at Tehillim and so on. And perhaps the most famous of the Simchas associated with Beis Hamikdash we think about today, the so-called Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? When they celebrated each night of Sukkot in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah in Sukkot, Mem Beis and Beis speaks of Cholo Chamisha V'Shisha, how many days a week they would do. It depends how many Yantif will land on Shabbos or not. They have more, one more or one less day. But they only had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva Chol HaMoed. It depends how many days of Chol HaMoed are. Okay. But anyway, Rashi says, HaCholel, Mem Beis and Beis in Sukkah 64, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Smechem Echav, Lechvot She'ivas Nisach HaMayim, celebrate drawing the water, which in the morning as part of the Avodah Sayyam on Sukkah will be poured on the Mizbeah. U'mechalim b'chalilim u'mechinoros. They would play the flutes and the harps. And Ein Adoch Yantif, not on Yantif, not on Shabbos and so on. Why does it say only Khalil? They use other instruments. The Rambam tells us in the Parash HaMishnah, there in Sukkah Parakeh, Mishnah Aleph, it's a later Mishnah, but it's quote the same thing. Khalil who claim and Klezemai, Adub Hashem, whatever the Arabic word is there. Bahaya Sham Minim Rabim Shal Klezemai. There were many other instruments besides the Khalil, but that was mentioned because somehow that was the Iker, that was the most prominent one, the Rabat Tanura. And that Mishnah 66 also writes, Khalil, Harbe Mini Zemai, there were many different instruments. Al-Shem Shechol Kol Nishma was the loudest. Okay, and that's what he said. Taurus Yisrael says, similarly also, that was the one that they started the musical instrument with, and they ended with the Khalil. Okay, whatever the reason. But there are numerous different instruments. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Aleph, Amad Aleph, the Mishnah says, and I got a Gemara to Mishnah, goes over to the Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah says, Mishal Aras, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Aras, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, anybody who didn't witness the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, did not know what it means to celebrate a simcha, and people would dance and jump and so on and so forth, and they would say shiras ushbachos, v'halavim, v'chinoros, uvenevolim, uvetaltayim, uvechatzotzos, uvekley shir below mispar. Innumerable different types of instruments people playing to celebrate the simcha of the simchas beis hashoeva. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have the rashis there, as it says in the Torah, in the pasuk Yeshaya, 70. Parakut Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Shav Tamayim, Misosin, Mana Yeshua, right? They'll draw water with Sosin, with great Simcha. But it's interesting, it's called Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, right? Drawing the water, Lishov means to draw water. The Yerushalmi, there in Sukkah, Parak Aleph, Parak Hei, Halacha Aleph, says something else, goes back to what we said before. Omishuv and Levi, Loma Nikra Shmo Beis Shoeva, Shemisham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. We said before, musical instruments can bring a person to a feeling of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opening up not only the heart, but the soul as well. So it's called Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and that's who Shav Tamayim Besos V'Mayna Yeshua. And then it says a few lines later in that same Yerushalmi, in Sukkah Perak Hei Aleph, Aleph 71, your Amar Yonah, coincidentally enough, Yonah Ben Amitai, the Navi Yonah that we know from Yom Kippur, Mafti Yonah, Me'ole Regolim Haya, he would go Ole Regel, the Nichlas of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he went to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, V'Shara Sol of Shurach HaKodesh. That's when he got his Ruach HaKodesh. All right, he had other problems afterwards, what he did with it, but meanwhile, he drew his inspiration, so to speak, from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay, that's why it's called Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And it's interesting, because again, it quotes that pasuk regarding Elisha, Kenagan HaMenagin, so the Gemara explains, Amar Yonah Levi, at the top of the next page, Kenagan BaMenagin, Ein K'siv Kan Elah Kenagan HaMenagin. Right, referring to the heart, that's what the Karban Eda commentary on the Shalmi says, Kenagin Bemenagin, okay, Enksiv Kan Habamashma Shinigin Bakli Shir Hamanagin. Elohachikom, it's not just that. Hoya Kenagon Dover Hagorein Hamanagin, who are lave. Again, it opens up your heart, it opens up your soul. With the Churban Beis HaMikdash, okay, I'm talking about after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So one of the things we read about, in Al Naros Bavel, Dilam Parakuf Lamed Zion, 73. Al Naros Bavel, Shomir Shavno Gan Bochina Bezochreno is Tzion. We weep, we cry, we remember Tzion. And Pasuk Beis, Al Arovim Besocho, Tolino Kinorosem. Okay, we took our harps, our instruments, we hung them up on the trees. We couldn't play them with such mourning, right? Kisham Shilim Shovena Dibre Shiva Salam Simpa Shir Lamed Shir Tzion, because our oppressors asked us to sing the songs of Shir Tzion. But Pasuk Dalad, Eich no Shir Shir Hashem, Al Admas Necha, how can we sing the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this foreign land and so on? But the key Pasuk for us is Pasuk Beis, Al Arovim B'socha, Talino Kinoroseno, our musical instruments, we had no use of them anymore. right? And then the willow trees, right? On those bubble, the Arbe Nochal, willow trees grow near the rivers. So that's what on the branch of the willow trees they hung there, and no use for them. And we had sat and cried instead. Okay, and the Malbim says, the Radak says, you know, again about the Arbe Nochal, the Malbim, and Pasuk Beis, they said, Arbe Mesocha, Agam Shalom, Bebovel, Kol Tanukim. There were a lot of pleasures in Bubble, a lot of good things in Bubble. We could not rejoice, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we got rid of our instruments. Again, the instruments are associated with celebration. As a side point, and I guess I can help myself, you know, a little bit of halacha. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Soch le'marupa zimra menolan dosir." How do we know that to sing? Rashi says in Gittin Zayin Amud Aleph 77, the zimra l'shorer be'beis hamishtos. Right, to play instruments and to sing in houses of partying and so on and so forth, you know, where you drink in a bar. Okay, so quotes a pasuk al tismach Yisrael al gil koamim al gil baamim. Okay, Hosea gil koamim Hosea parak tes pasuk 78. We're not allowed to rejoice like other people. Okay, because and we'll see also. Then the Gemara says, why did they quote that pasuk? There's another pasuk which seems to be more apropos. Bashir lo yishtu yayin yemar sheikh al shosav. That's a pasuk Yeshaya, Parakov Dalid, a pasuk Ches, right? With shavas miso supim chodal shon alizim shavas miso skinor. We don't have these instruments anymore. We can't use these instruments anymore. And pasuk Tes there in 79. Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Yeah, it's a better pasuk. Don't drink wine, and so don't sing and have instruments and so on in association with wine. So the Gemara says we would have just quoted that pasuk. Hani mili zimra demona, right? Mona means a chinor. I might have thought it's only not allowed. And that's what the pasuk told me. Yeshaya to have musical instruments, but avol bepuma, but vocal singing without instruments would be allowed. Kamashon not even allowed to do that. Okay, and of course the Marsha explains here in Zion of 80, zimra demona also recall inyan begolus. This is talking about obviously when the Jews were in Golos. Okay, and I might have thought there might be a difference between musical instruments and vocal instruments, that it's all usher. Okay, now Tosis limits it. Tosis says, you know, Rashi said, Bebeis HaMishtos. Okay, it was only a place where it's associated with wine. However, Tosis points to a Chumar and a Kula. Tosis points to a Gemara and Sota, and Daf Memches. The Mishnah says, Mishabotla Sanhedrin, Botel Shir Bebeis Mishtos. Okay, same posit, Mishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. And even in the absence of actual drinking, perhaps, but then he quotes Yushalmi that what it means is somebody who's accustomed to it too much singing, and Shir Shal Mitzvah Shari. If it has a mitzvah, then it's allowed. Go Mishas Chupa, right? Shalosan Sameach Chasam Mekalas. So let's see. In Sota it says Memches Med Aleph. It says Mishabotla Sanhedrin Botel Hashir BeBeis HaMishtos. Once there was no more Sanhedrin, there's no more singing in places where they had, you know, would drink. And the Yerushalmi, so it doesn't have anything to do, it would seem, with the Churban. That's my point. So the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi and Sota, Paraktes, Halach Yud Bey, he's right, Amar Chista, because when the Sanhedrin functioned, so they kept a good watch on things, people didn't get carried away. Ema Sanhedrin lay. But after that stopped, so people got casual, and again, it led to Divrei Nevola this year, the Carbonate explains, Late Sonus. Okay, song can be silly also, and songs can be vulgar, like the Rambam said at the very beginning. So as wonderful as the musical instruments can be used in the wrong way also. That's what emerges from here. And that's why they ushered it, because the Sanhedrin were not able to be on top of it anymore. Now, the Gemara, the other thing that Tosfos referred to is the Yerushalmi Megillah, Per Gimel Al HaChabez, 86. Mar Ukpa, okay, Mishlach, he sent to the Reish Galusa. You get Geresh Galusa was the chief political figure among the Jews. He lived like a king. So he had songs, music playing all the time. And Marukba, who had a relation with him, told him, it's not right. Okay, it's too much. It's too much. Okay? Shall you look around the Korban Eidah says in 87, Perakim Alach HaBeis, Sha'omer Lefana B'shoch B'Vakumah. He woke up to music, went to sleep to music. That's already overdoing it. So you don't want to overdo it. So it's questionable what it had to do with the Sanhedrin, what it had to do with the Churban. The Rambam, Hilchos Tainis Perakim Alach Yudalad, writes in 88, V'chein Gozu Shalom Naganbrik, Lolo Nagan, Lenagin, B'Klei Shir, V'chol Nei Zemer. It's usher to play any musical instrument, okay, and any type of song or instrument, music-oriented thing, is also L'Shomen, I don't know, I listen to it, Nei Churban. So what the Rambam says, look carefully. Rambam says when it comes to wine, so then even shir b'peh, even vocal singing is not allowed. But that's permitted without the context of wine. The Rambam puts it all together, but he seems to say that musical instruments, the aftermath of the Churban, not allowed. Okay, singing without wine, that's allowed if there's no wine, and also Nogi Yisrael Omar Dibur Tushbachos, Shir Shel Hodos, and so on, if it's a mitzvah oriented. Shulchan Aruch has this discussion, Arachayim Sinatov Kuf Samet, the area in the Tishabov, Sif Gimel, Bechain Gozul Shalonagin, Bechay Shir, Bechomene Zemer, that's an Isser. Okay, now the Ramoyeds, Yesh Omim Dafka Misharagel Behem, only if you overdo it. The Mechaber doesn't like Kigon HaMalachim, like the kings who get up and go to bed, that's too much. O Bebeis HaMishter, O with wine, and so on. Okay, but he says the Ramoa has a little bit of a kula, and he says also, of course, we do it with, you know, Torah mitzvah, but it looks like from the Chaber of the Rambam that it's also even in the absence of wine and in general no musical instruments. Or Moshe Feinstein, or Chuvas or Igus Moshe, Kelek Aleph Sim Kuf Samach Vav. Okay, speaks about Bizman Azeh, and he writes the Zimra, source 90, Zimra Demona also Bechol Mokom Shekain Torah Mechaber. Playing musical instruments is also period. Okay? And he says there are, even though the Ramah allows it, if it's not Bebeis Mishter, it's not an association with wine, and you're not regular, you know, it's not so accustomed, Yesh Lahachmer, he feels it's a Lahachmer. And he says, well, it's one thing you want to be makel by a mitzvah, but then he writes on the fourth line, Aval habankets sha'osim, you know, banquets, you know, shul dinners, whatever else, the banquets, that's what he's talking about. Banquets, the tzorch tzedakeh, it's a good cause, but I don't think you should have musical instruments there because it's not a mitzvah. You know, the singing isn't a mitzvah. And then at the end, he says, well, what about listening to it on the radio? Again, one of the reasons I selected this subject of musical, I mentioned, meant to say this before, of musical instruments, you know, instrumental music, is because there was that, you know, one of my most vivid memories of my father, Olam Shalom, and my siblings have the same memory, and that's sort of my, with my wife and you know, my brother-in-law and probably some of the grandchildren as well. A vivid memory is my father sitting, you know, when in the house in Teaneck, or in the later years, the last 20 years or so of his life in Yerushalayim, sitting on the couch, listening to classical music. I mean, we grew up with it. It was always blaring in the house. Again, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, and that was, you know, my father was sitting and reading or marking papers or preparing classes or whatever he'd be doing. It was always with music as the background. And in the olden days, it was in the radio and then records, if I remember what those are, and later on cassettes and then CDs and so on. This was a big part of my growing up. So Moshe talks at the radio, like the radio, in this line of 90, in Mishma Zimra, the Puma Mutar, vocal singing is okay, but in Klizemer Osir, that's a Moshe. Now, in a later tshuva, or Chaim Chay Gimelsman Pei Zion, he kind of sticks to his guns, but he says, he's talking there about doing the Sira, but he says, even all year long, you shouldn't listen to instrumental music, again, as a based on that Rambam about the Chorban. But he says, since there are different opinions, Ein Lahachmer B'Yadam, Ein Limchos B'Yadam Akilin. Because the Ramoa said it was only if it's with a party and the drinking and inappropriate and so on. Ravad Yosef, his truly Chavadas Ked Alison Hey 92, Ravad Yosef says, is there mutter to hear on the radio songs with instruments and so on and so forth? So he says, first of all, the whole issue is only Kishosa Derech Pritzus. Okay, if it's done in an inappropriate way, I don't have to tell anybody here that there's plenty of vulgar music out there that's easily accessible today, and that's exactly what is not allowed. But the implication, Rav Soloveitchik is said to have said this as well, if a person listens to music for the pleasure, the aesthetic pleasure, the intellectual pleasure, and so on and so forth, that was never included in the ban. And he also is makel, Rav Yosef in the second paragraph, is makel if it comes to the radio or to recording, and it's not done there, kalos rosh, holos, and so on. So anyway, at the end, he says, certainly, anyantif, important. Anyway, you can look at those two of this issue.
Can I add a comment?
Thank you. I'll hold the comments at the end.
All right.
Thank you. I'll be able to stay as long as anyone wants, but I'll hold the whole comments at the end. But getting back to, you know, to our issue. So music, all the different things we said. And it's attractive. It opens the heart. It's soothing. It can calm you. It can also inspire you. It can excite you. It can bring to Ruach HaKodesh. You know, some call it divine connection to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's just staggering all the different things about music. And that's why, and even though this is talking more about vocal music, the Gemara says it's on Hedrin. Tzadik Tesman Alf Gomorrah, 93, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zemer B'chol Yom, Zemer B'chol Yom. What does it mean by that? So Rashi says, when you learn, you should learn with a tune. Now, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Paradigm, Pasuk Chav, Nefesh, Amo, Amlalo, therefore you work at Torah, so Torah will work for you. Okay, the details are not that pivotal now for us. The Maharal, in his Chiddush HaGadol, there in Sanhedrin, writes, Ein Inyan HaTorah Yadil B'Vad, Torah is not just the knowledge, okay? She'ein Shlemus Hazem Rediyas Hazem Rak HaShem Zamaro, so you've got to verbalize, you've got to bring it out, okay? And that brings you closer to Torah. But to get that, so that's now that's not talking about musical instruments. It's true, but it shows you how the idea of music can enhance your Torah learning. And the Gemara in the end of Megillah, Lamed Beis and Aleph 97 says, "Amar Yehonan, kol haKorei below Neima v'Shona below Zimra." Someone who reads without the pleasant tune and who learns without the melody. All of our kosher Omer quotes a pasuk, "Amanina sati lahem chukim lo tovim." It's not good. And now Rashi says Neima means kagon tama mikros, what we call the trup. If you read without the trup. But Tosas there in Megillah 99, Lamed Beis Med Aleph, Shon was Mishnah Regilin Lashanos Hamishnayas Bezimra, and we have to this day that sing song tone, right? I guess many of us know it from Man Man Ishtana Lazeh Mikol Alelo, right? There's that sing song tone when people learn. That is, you know, is an aid to memory. Okay, it helps you remember things as well. But of course, as I said, so another thing of music, it can enter into you and cause you to. You know, it can penetrate, I guess would be the right word, can penetrate into you, but it can also penetrate into you for the bad. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Beis, I guess the Daf Yomi must have just done it. The Gemara says in 101, Acher was a rabbi by the name of Elisha ben Avuya, one of the Tanoim, great Talmud Chacham, Rebbe Rav Meir, but he went off the derech, unfortunately. He abandoned observant Judaism. What happened? So the Gemara says, Acher Mai, Acher, they called him Acher, they didn't want to mention his name, the other. That's why sometimes when it quotes in the Mishnah, it's Acher moment, maybe the mayor, the disciple of Acher. Anyway, Acher Mai, Zemer Yevani lo posuk mipume. He always was busy with Greek, Greek tunes and so on and so forth, Greek tunes. And Rashi said, why was that so bad? So Rashi, I think what raised 102, says, because after the Chorban, he shouldn't have done it. But the Marshaw, in 103, in the Chiddush HaGod is there in Chagiga, Tesvav and Beis. No, but then it should be any tune. Why would the Gemara stress Zemer Yevani? So he writes near the last line of 103, the Nokat Zemer Yevonis, Tavi Bo Minos, the Zemer Gufe. The songs themselves had heresy and, you know, vulgar things in them and so on, and that led him astray. So again, it can penetrate for bad as well. So we've discussed all these different aspects in terms of the power of music. The question is, why is it? And I'm going to make a suggestion, but why is it that music is such power, you know, to do all these different things that we discussed, to attract a person, to calm a person, to excite a person, to bring a person to, you know, to Ruach HaKodesh, to let things penetrate in your mind, to open your heart, to open your soul, the Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, everything we said. Why? So I think the answer may be, because the truth of the matter is, what musical instruments, they're made out of things from nature, right? They're made out of wood, they're made out of strings, they're made out of, you know, animal hides, whatever the music is made out of. But the truth is, HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world that we live in as a symphony, as a musical symphony. Everything in the universe makes sounds and plays and touches us. Pasuk says in Tilim Perek Yutes Pasuk Beis 104, Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel. Well, Omai Siyad Omai Rakia. The heavens proclaim the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Radak says there in Tilim, yeah, what does it mean? It means by the fact that it everything works. Aseder Nachon, yeah. But I think it's more than that. The Ram and the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Beis Perek Hey, writes that the things in the heavens and things that move and so on, they're like living creatures. They're like Balei Chaim Odim Esadoneim. They serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim, I don't have time now because I don't want to keep people too late, but 107, the Malbim writes in this, in Sefer Shmos, Rimzei HaMishkan, he speaks about Chachmei HaMusika. Himtziu Chachmei B'Shnei Klei Zemer, you know, two different instruments that work together. And when one plays, the other complements it. You know, you have the, you know, you have a virtuoso, and they have an accompanist, you know, behind them, and so on. Okay, we'll come to Perek Shir in a moment. But that's what the Malbim says, and that's how Hashem runs the world. When we're deserving and so on, so play, and we behave in a certain way, so then it's a cheerful tune. The world itself plays a cheerful tune. If someone's depressed, you walk outside, everything looks menacing. Right, you're sad, you're upset, everything. It's too windy, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too, the branches are falling, whatever it is. So many, on the other hand, when you're cheerful, so then everything is beautiful. My father used to always say, when he lived in Eretz Yisrael the last 20 years, he would come here and say, oh, especially in the springtime, everything's so green, and look how many trees. You know, oh, beautiful, Geschmack. And he loved it. Okay, well, that's what the Malbim, mentions here. Again, it's like everything working in tandem. It's like a symphony, it's like an orchestra. Okay, and ultimately, it comes from it comes from within the person himself. The Ritva and Eskedushin of Odozor Yudzayin Amad Aleph, We'll move to finish at 108. Sam, so on, talks about the mountains asking for help. Again, the details are not important, but it says, if the mountains and the woods and the valleys, said, the mountains and the valleys sing the song of Shabbos, right? And then the flowers and the trees sing the song of Shabbos. But that's what the Ritva writes. If they could sing, this is what they would say. The Archaim HaKadosh, Bereishis Paragimel. Okay, I forgot to mention the pasuk, but says even that which is silent, but it, in terms of not being able to speak, but can convey a sound. Rav Soloveitchik said, and I couldn't find the quote. I think it's in Olam HaMetzia. I'm not positive, but the Rav said, "Hashemayim is happening to Kel." You can, and he said it in beautiful language. You can see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens, in the whispering of the wind, in the babbling of the brook. Right, if you're in tune with that, you can find our Kodesh Baruch Hu there. That's what the Archaim is saying also, that they would be able to hear Tzivtzuf V'Sicha, right? And they, nature speaks, and that's Perek Shira. At one time, Perek Shira has become popular in recent years. Perek Shira is a collection of statements, quote unquote, by all different types of animals and plants and heavenly spheres praising our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's become popular and more popular in recent years. And Perek Shira, I printed 110 begins. Amar Rebbe Kol Osu Parshuba Ozeh Zocha Lilmod Olamid Lishmar Salasus Olkayim Talmudo Miskayim Yodo Benitzum Yitzahara and Pegara Mechibat Akever Medina Shal Gehenim. You say Parak Shira, all these wonderful things happen, and you'll say it in Olam Habo also. And Kol Osu Parshuba Chol Yom Made on the Olam Shu Ben Olam Habo. All these things. The first thing in Parak Shira, last line of 110, Shamayim Ayim Olam Shamayim Yisapin Kvod Kael. That's the first thing in Parak Shira. And La Halacha, the Elyon Rabbo, one of the early Achronim, brings in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph Sukkot in Yudalad 111. He quotes the Sefer about talking about Perek Shira, and as to who wrote Perek Shira, he quotes the Maram Trani. Okay, he says, "Mr. Sefer Beis Elokim, Karov Adover Lahamin Shadover Amelach Alav Hashem Kiber Perek Shira." David Amelach wrote Perek Shira when he finished with Tillim. He wrote a Baruch HaKodesh, and he got additional Baruch HaKodesh after he finished Tillim. Okay, and it's in certain senses even greater than Tillim, based on what we just read of Elazar said. You know, you get saved from all these things through saying Perek Shira. Okay, again, the whole world, nature speaks. The whole world is sound. You pause for a moment. The Rav said in that same piece when he talked about hearing Hashem in the whispering of the wind and the babbling of the brook and the movement of the trees, the rustling of the leaves, and so on. He said, we don't hear it because there's too much interference, right? We have so much interference in our minds, and then, we don't appreciate, we can't, because Baruch Hu sends messages, the whole world is a certain type of symphony, and inside a person, that's what he created us, to be in tune with that symphony. And all of creation is like that, the Yalkut Shimoni and Tillim, from his Tuf Tuf Pei Tes 112, Omer al Dabar HaMelech, B'shoah Shastim Sefer Tehillim Zoha Daikol, Dabar HaMelech was very proud when he finished composing Sefer Tillim. And then, why not? Right, this wonderful praise to Hashem. So according to this, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Klum yejoba olam shomar shira kamosi." And anybody else in the world praise you like I did? Nizdam nalo tzardeya achas, frog, okay, croaked along, and he said, "Don't be so haughty. I sing shira more than you do. Right? All of nature sings, and that's why it comes from the inside the person. It comes from you and our connection to the world. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. That's why music speaks to us and has all this power." Tillim, the last parak in Tillim. Well, this will finish up. Parakuf Nun, right? We all know it. It's the end of Pesukah Zimra. Halu Ka, Halu Kel B'Kash, Halu B'Kiruzo, Halu B'Grosa. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and holiness and so on in the heavens and everything else, but with musical instruments. Halu B'Seka Shofar, Halu B'Neva V'Chinor. Again, the instruments in the harp and song. Halu B'Sofu Machol, the drums, Amina V'Uga. All these different instruments that we spoke about. Halu B'Tzilzei Shama, Halu B'Tzilzei Sura. But what's the punchline? Call on a shama. Ultimately, it's not the instruments. The instruments are means. But actually, after listing all the instruments, it's the neshama itself that praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The neshama, what music does was it touches the inside and creates the mood. Okay, that's Ibn Ezra says there in Tillim Parak Kuf Nun Pasuk Vav, the end of Tillim 114, right? It's a remnant in the Shama El Yona to the Shama on high to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Radak writes in 115, Kol Neshama Talka Alka Al Kol HaHilulim Hu Hilah Neshama. Higher than all the instruments, it comes from inside the person. But it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. It's the same thing. nature speaks, a person's soul is touched, a person's heart is opened. And that's called an Shama Talakah Haluka. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbim, this we finish in 116. Parshu Dalad Simintes. Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rechanina Omar, Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima She'Adam Noshem Tzorach L'Kaleis Labore. Every breath you take, every breath is a gift. Every breath you take, but even when we breathe, things move, right? I mean, scientifically, we know that, right? When a person expels air, so it has, you know, eventually a reaction and so on and so forth. Everything rustles, everything moves in nature, everything works together. That's how Kadosh Baruch created the world, this beautiful symphony, right? I'll call Neshima Neshima, Shalom Noshem, Tzarech L'Kalei, so we have to praise our Kadosh Baruch Hu, my timer, call Hanashoma Teloka, call Hanashima Teloka, every breath. That's what music does. Music brings out that, or should, or hopefully does, bring out that for many, many people. But ultimately, it's what comes inside. And so I say in terms of my father, again, he loved music. He loved vocal music also. He sang too. But as I said, it's a vivid memory of mine, the musical instruments and so on. And that can certainly have a very profound impact in a positive way on a person. Again, that Rachman San, a negative way too, but certainly in a positive way. And hopefully we'll all find whatever music we face. Okay, it should be appropriate kind of music. She was a Dovra Melech, she was a Tishbuch of Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on. But Sof Kol Sof, ultimately using it as an opportunity to thank our Kadosh Baruch Hu for every bet. I thank all of you coming and thank you for listening. I'm just going to stop the recording and I'll stay as long as anyone wants for any questions. Thank you again for coming.